When systems go down, when tickets pile up, and your best tech walks out the door, what does all that really cost you? At CBT Nuggets, we help IT teams stay sharp, confident, and certified with online training that's built for the real world. From cybersecurity to cloud, our expert-led courses help your team close skill gaps before they turn into business risks. Invest in your team. Go to cbtnuggets.com/solutions and unlock training that makes your team sharper and your system stronger.
After Moshe Rabbeinu broke the tablets and Shivos HaBetamos, and everything seemed to be so hopeless, so on Chodesh Elul, Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Mount Sinai again for 40 days, and God gave him the Torah again, but this time, so much deeper. While Moshe Rabbeinu was up in heaven receiving the Torah, obviously, the first time, the distance between heaven and earth was still so big that as much as Moshe Rabbeinu was receiving the Torah for us, some of you didn't feel it. Jews felt left over, left alone, but desperate. They made the golden calf. We were looking for a connection to God. And if you remember, Ishbitzer says, God forbid, I'm sure it's clear to you and to me, even while we made the golden calf, we didn't stop believing in God. It's clear to us there's one God. But we thought we need some in-between. But even Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Mount Sinai again, the distance between heaven and earth was not so long, not so big. The mamash for the 40 days, like Moshe Rabbeinu took us with him, and we all received the title for 40 days. And here our holy rabbis teach us, the Rizal teaches us that, if you remember, we were learning it, that every month has a special letter. The letter of this month is Yud. And if you remember, the star, the science is Virgo, Mazda Psula, means it's all closed up. That means we are so completely given to God. Nothing God forbid unholy can get in. And also the fixing is of the left hand. And I'm giving you over the list with the title, friends. You know, Elul comes from the word unimportant, far away. And I want you to, my beautiful friends, the fixing in Chodesh Elul is not so much the fixing of what we did wrong, but it's the fixing of what we did right. What we didn't do with all our heart, it wasn't close enough to us. You know, sometimes you meet a person, they love you, they're sweet, they're cute, but why are you so far away? Sometimes you see a person davening, he davens very nice, very sweet, but why are you so far away? I have seen parents and children, parents kissing their children. Why are you so far away? Elul is to get close. Elul is, the word Elul comes from a lot of far away. So close. You know what the left hand is? The left hand is always a symbol of what they do unconsciously. Because the right hand is what they do consciously. Unconsciously. Certainly in Elul it's clear to me, even all the things I did unconsciously, not just all my consciousness, they all came from the youth, from the pintle yid, from the deepest depths of me. In Chodesh Elul is a time just to learn more, to daven more, to get closer to each other. And what we do in this whole month, we're blowing the shofar. Because why Moshe Rabbeinu was up there? And you know how beautiful this is. You know, in heaven, not every sound reaches heaven. I'm sure it does, but not really. But one thing we know, we have to give Moshe Rabbeinu a sign. We have to give God a sign. That we are with you, Moshe Rabbeinu. We are listening to every word God dictates to you. And we blew the shofar every morning to send God a sign. We are listening to every word of the Torah. the middle, near Gurdish Baba, the middle says, this is what King David claimed before God. The whole world, the whole world, the whole world is only rejoicing after God answers them. But as hidden children of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, of the four holy mothers, us, it's so different. We know for certain, we know it, we feel it, that God will help us. We know it, God listens to our prayers. Vani bechal dechol betachti, I trust you, Master of the world, and know. You know you forgive me, and I know you'll give me a good year, and I know you'll help me to fix everything. And therefore, even before, for you help me, Yogeli be Vishua Sakhun. I'm already rejoicing in your help. So you know, my beautiful friends, sometimes I see people in Chodesh Elul, they think part of being religious is to walk around sad and broken and krechts on your stakes. This may be very beautiful, but I don't know, my insights tell me this is not the way. The real way is Yogili Bibishur Sakho. The Mama Shinoga Boy Shemes of the world. I know that you will help me to fix everything. I know you will help me to become a new person, a better person. Sometimes I forget, maybe I turn on the light on Shabbos. It's not the question I did something wrong. It hurts. Physically, it hurts. I just can't forget for 1 second on the Holy Shabbos. It mamash hurts. I'll tell you something very deep. You know, imagine, just take a Jew who keeps kosher. Then by mistake, he'll walk into a restaurant and he thought it's kosher and he eats, and then they tell him, you know, it was not kosher. You thought it was salami, it was really ham. I did something wrong. But then, you know, the answer is, I didn't know. Okay, I didn't know it's forbidden, so forget it, you know. God forgive me, I didn't know. So this is very nice. But take an embassy is, you know something? Even without him knowing if it's kosher or not, you put something non-kosher in somebody's mouth, they begin to vomit because they can't take it. Can I share with you a beautiful story about my great-great-grandfather? Really special. And I don't know why I just remembered it, but it's just a good story. My great-great-great-grandfather was a very simple young man. He lived on the border between Poland and Germany. And in the city was the name Flato. And he was drafted. And you know, in those days when a Jew was drafted, he was not drafted to become a general or an officer. He had absolutely no rights. Every soldier could beat him up and he'd make him shine his shoes, clean the toilets, and they abused him in the most awesome way. So one time they were sitting on a fort at the border between Germany and Poland, and the fort was on a cliff, hundreds of feet high. And my Zayde was sitting there, and that afternoon was nothing to do. And suddenly the soldiers decided, we need some excitement, let's have a little bit of fun. They took a piece of ham, grabbed my great-great-great-grandfather, decided to push the ham in his mouth. And you know, the truth is, you don't have to die for it. But my great-grandfather didn't know that. He only knew one thing, a Jew doesn't have a piece of ham in his mouth. He tore himself away from the soldiers, and he jumped off the cliff. They didn't even bother looking, because they knew he's dead. But Gaval, Gaval, the one who messed up the world. I'm sure Al-Yanovi came and held him while he was in the air. He arrived, but when he arrived, he was already in Germany, because the fort was just on the border. He had 10 pennies in his pocket, and in those days he could buy with any kind of money. He passed by a marketplace, and they saw they're selling flour for 10 cents. He bought a sack of flour. The next corner, someone says to him, you have some flour to sell? He says, yes. How much do you want? He says, 20 cents. He made 10 cents extra. I want you to know, all day long he was buying, selling, and it is just suffice to tell you that after 2 months, my holy great-great-grandfather was the owner of a bank. He became a multi-millionaire. At that time, in Germany and Hungary, but close to Austria, he wrote a letter to the Xaf-Seifer, to the son of the Xaf-Seifer. He told him his whole life story. And he says, I want you to know I became a multimillionaire. I'm the owner of a big farm, and I live there, and I got married and have children, but I know so little. Maybe one of your students need a vacation for a few weeks. Would you mind sending me every few weeks a young man who needs to have a vacation or pay for his trip? He should be in my house for a few weeks. And from that time on, pupils, students of the yeshiva of Pressburg would come to my Elter Zede. This must have been maybe 1830, 1840. And until the First World War, they would always come to his grandchildren, great-great-grandchildren. Sadly enough, at the First World War, the Depression, after the World War, the whole family of my, this is on my Bobus, my mother's side, they lost the money, and the youngest son, who was the owner of the bank when it collapsed, suddenly disappeared. Everybody was looking for him. And after the Second World War, many years later, about maybe 1956, 57, my uncle went to Yerushalayim when he was asking around, they told him there's a Yid, a Moshe Cohen. He's learning day and night in the Beis Medrash. And my uncle looked for him and found that his mom was sitting and learning day and night. And he says he felt so bad. It was not his fault, but because of him, so many people lost so much money. And anyway, you see, friends, the question is, how much does it hurt you? And the shofar of Chodesh Elul is not so much to proclaim God's kingdom as to tell God how much it hurts me. It hurts me so much that I didn't do everything from the deepest depths of my heart. It hurts me so much that for all the golden calves I made throughout the year, friends, Chodesh Elul is a time to look into your own heart. How much does it hurt you when you do something not so good? How much joy does it bring to you when you do something with all your heart? So Chodesh Elul is a very deep month, very, very deep, preparing ourselves to become a new person. And you know, everybody knows that always the Shabbos before a new month, we proclaim the new month, but not when it comes a new year. Because a new year is completely new. A new light is coming from heaven. A new light from heaven. We all are new, completely renewed. And I want to bless you and me the last Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah. It says, Atem Nitzovim Hayom Kol. We all are standing before God. The lowest Jew and the highest Jew, the biggest tzaddik and the biggest opposite, all of us, the water carriers and the wood choppers, everybody knows. The wood chopper is Avraham Avinu. It says, "Why you baka atzi oila, he chopped the wood for the Akedah, for the binding of Yitzchak." And also, "Why you baka atzi oila, Eitzik comes to the world to give you good advice." And he's saying, "Master of the world, please give us good advice. Let us find people who give us the right advice." And Shef Maim, "Master of the world, I don't just want to learn, I want to drink the Torah. I want to drink life. I want to be drunk on love. I want to be drunk on Shabbos and Yontif." Then begins the new year, the new year. And you know, friends, in Rosh Hashanah, I'm not praying for anything for myself. I'm praying for the whole world. And the most important thing I'm praying, "Mess of the world, let the whole world know there is one God. Let the whole world know that you created them. Let the whole world know that you are leading them. Join me wherever you are. We know say I, happiness, so much. One hand with so much awe gets so much joy. Because in the world, somehow awe, fear, and love don't go together. Because awe means I'm far away, and love is I want to be so close. But only with God, there are no contradictions. Everything melts into one. So you hear my beautiful friends of Shoshana Knight. I want to bless you and me and all of us. We should go together to shul with so much joy. You know, sometimes I've been in my life in shul for shul and I walk in sad, walk away even more sad. But the truth is, Bokshem in my shul, and I'm sure a lot of shuls, the last hour of Rosh Hashanah of the last year, we spent dancing about master of the world. Thank you for the beautiful year you gave us. And I know you'll give us even a better year. And Mamish, I remember one time on the Moshav, the last hour of the year we went up always to the gates of the Moshav to walk out the old year and to receive the new year.
Tropical Smoothie Cafe welcomes you to Tropic Time. I'll be your concierge. Our beach bites, including made-to-order wraps and bowls, are full of tropic vibes. And our fresh-from-the-blender smoothies make you feel absolutely radiant. It's like a wellness retreat for your taste buds. You're on Tropic Time now at Tropical Smoothie Cafe. Got breakfast plans? At Tropical Smoothie Cafe, hitting your protein goals is a breeze. With our smoothies, bowls, wraps, and diets featuring up to 32 grams of protein.